local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we hope you're having a wonderful July 4th extended weekend. Welcome into Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie, getting you caught up on everything happening in the world today, locally, nationally, around the world, pop culture, sports, wacky and weird stuff, and of course, good news, we've got it all. Gracie, hope you've had a wonderful weekend. Good to see you today. We are going to have an important discussion today because the way that I have chosen to eat a hot dog for the last 36 years of my life is under attack, and I am on the defensive. We are going to have that conversation today, as there are apparently rules of etiquette in eating a hot dog, and the way that I choose to eat it does not meet those standards set by the hot dog and sausage people that
you've been
make
eating
this up.
It like a what, baboon?
They would say I've been eating it like a child and that I have not grown up. So we'll get
grow
to that
up.
More in later on in the 4 o'clock hour as well. We are going to get an update on the roads here. Since I've been sitting at this desk shortly after noon, Santa Rosa County, I-10 and Highway 90 has been a parking lot, especially in the westbound lanes, and that is still the case. So we'll get an update on that in about 4 minutes. Today's top three stories: violence around the country, including in Baltimore, where two people killed and 28 others wounded when gunmen opened fire at a block party in South Baltimore, the victims ranging in age between 13 and 32. Police say that there were at least two shooters.
We are committed to doing a thorough investigation and identifying and apprehending and prosecuting these individuals held responsible for this chaotic incident.
They are offering a $28,000 reward for information that leads to arrests.
Meanwhile, a shooting in Kansas nightclub left several people injured early Sunday morning. Eight victims suffered gunshot wounds, and two more were injured in a stampede as the crowd fled the venue. A suspect is in custody for this case.
And closer to home, following a series of drownings at Panama City Beach late last month, the Bay County Sheriff's Office says they're looking into possible charges against the parents involved.
To me, it's no different than having a fire inside of a house and allowing a kid to go over there that doesn't know any danger to that fire and letting them go over there and get themselves burned, or leaving them home alone with a fire going.
That's Captain Jason Daffin talking to WJHG. In five separate incidents, he says, parents let their children swim in the Gulf despite double red flags. The parents already have been given $500 citations, but the sheriff's office says they're discussing child neglect charges in those cases with the state attorney's office. Some local headlines now. Two deadly fires over the weekend, renewing calls for smoke detectors as they are the first line of defense. The first happened Saturday afternoon at a home on North 8th Avenue after a man died after being trapped in the home. A firefighter also suffering heat-related injuries in battling the fire. Also, a second fire broke out at an RV on West Jackson Street. Here's Chief Kurt Isaacson.
Smoke detectors are not strictly for site-built houses. Smoke detectors are for any type of building that would be occupied, and especially if you're going to go to sleep at night.
Isaacson says he's been to 50 fire fatalities in his career. Not a single one had a working smoke detector. Heard from Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson this morning. He joined Pensacola Morning News saying that Saturday's new permitless carry gun law that went into effect hasn't seen any issues in his county.
And we're hoping to keep it that way. I mean, right. Everybody should know that the concealed carry law does not apply to open carry. That did not pass. So hopefully everybody got that message.
And Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson again. Of course, tomorrow is the 4th, and the preparations are continuing for the largest fireworks show ever held in Pensacola. That's happening on the Bayfront tomorrow night. The show is being organized by the Pensacola Chamber and Young Professionals Group. It's the first large fireworks show since Sertoma decided to step away from being the major backer of the show last year. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. Always appreciate your text. You can comment on anything that we're talking about. Also, we certainly appreciate your traffic and news tips as well. 850-437-1620. It's 4:15, traffic and weather together, followed by today's history of the Blue Angels.
Well, Joe explained that traffic is really bad going on in Santa Rosa County. So what's going on is, first off, on I-10 westbound, there is emergency road construction, Santa Rosa County, I-10 westbound. That's going to be at mile marker the 33 to exit 28. So the right lane is blocked off. This is right about where you go over the bridge to get over Blackwater River is where you're going to start seeing the that's where the construction's going to be, right near Ward Basin Road, but it is backing up past mile marker 34. So that is I-10 westbound seeing some major delays. Also, I-10 westbound going into Milton is extremely slow moving traffic on Highway 90, backing up past 87. Expect extremely slow moving traffic getting into Milton, again going over Blackwater River and getting into downtown Milton. You're going to see some extreme delays. If you see anything else on the roads or you have any details, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111, for a quick look at weather. We do have a slight chance of rain this afternoon, just 30% for this afternoon and evening with a low of 78. We do have a small patch of rain going over 29 right now throughout the Molino area, McDavid area, but other than that, we are looking good throughout our area. And again, if you see anything else on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111. And today is this week is the big week. It's Blue Angels week. And this Blue Angels history report is brought to you by the National Naval Aviation Museum.
Flying the A4 Skyhawks in 1981, the Blue Angels celebrated their 35th anniversary. It was hoped that this milestone would be commemorated with a Blue Angels postage stamp. An effort to get a postage stamp featuring the Blue Angels had been underway for many years. Though this effort was repeatedly turned down by the Postal Commission, in 1981 they did honor the Blue Angels with a stamp cancellation mark for use by post offices in two cities, Palm Springs, California, near NAS El Centro, and Pensacola, Florida, the team's home base. Also in celebration of their 35th anniversary, a star in the constellation Cephas was officially named Blue Angel Star. If you've got a very powerful telescope, you can find Blue Angel Star just beyond Polaris, the North Star, then out just a few hundred light years. Though the Blue Angels have made Pensacola their home since 1955, only one of Pensacola's native sons has ever flown as a Blue Angel pilot. His name was Mike Gershon. Mike was a 1971 graduate of Washington High School. He attended Pensacola Junior College and the University of West Florida. It was in his junior year at UWF that he was accepted into the Aviation Reserve Officer Candidate Program. He graduated from college in 1975 and was commissioned as an officer in the U.S. Navy in April of the following year. He earned his gold naval aviator's wings in May of 1977 upon completing flight training at NAS Pensacola. After 6.5 years of duty, he fulfilled a lifelong dream when he reported to the Blue Angels. But tragedy would befall Mike Gershon at an air show 22 months later. On July 13, 1985, the Blue Angels were performing a public air show in Niagara Falls, New York. The two solo jets, numbers 5 and 6, were approaching each other at a closing speed of nearly 1,000 miles per hour at the top of an opposing direction loop. In this maneuver, each jet was to pass the other with minimum separation, but they weren't far enough apart and a mid-air collision occurred, as Lieutenant Commander Mike Gershon's number 6 plane sliced off the tail of Lieutenant Andy Caputi's number 5 plane. Both jets crashed. Although Caputi managed to eject safely, Gershon was killed. He was 31 years old. I'll be back with more after this.
Hi, this is Rear Admiral Kyle Kozed, President and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You are cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. Before you embark on a day filled with family, friendly fun, and inspirational experiences, don't forget your pre-flight checklist. Flight simulators, 150 beautifully restored aircraft, a virtual flight deck, giant screen theater, world-class guides with service experience, gripping history, and rip-roaring out-of-this-world fun await you at the newly reopened National Naval Aviation Museum.
The Blue Angels move up to the state-of-the-art FA-18 Hornet. in the next chapter of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Summer season is here, and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on the Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Gracie making good on her promise that today and tomorrow featuring patriotic songs.
Oh, yeah. Get ready for it.
If you have any favorites, 850-437-1620, you can make your request, and we'll do the best we can to accommodate. Pensacola right now, Monday edition, July 3rd, News Radio 92.3, Joe and Gracie with you, keeping you company. If you're trying to get through Santa Rosa County, construction is what's happening there right at the Blackwater Bridge. Lane reduction down to one, I think.
Yeah, right lane is going to be blocked off.
Yeah, so I-10 westbound and Highway 90 westbound getting through Milton. It's been like that all afternoon, so nothing we can do about it. It's just you're just going to have to wait and let us entertain you. So 850-437-1620 is the phone number. Get a check of the roads and weather coming up here in about 20 seconds, starting with some state headlines as we continue. In Palm Beach, a joint operation got underway determining what the long green tubular object was that was found by a snorkeler last week. The discovery made in nearly 10 feet of water in the ocean. Local leaders and the Navy believe it was a military non-explosive training missile but that has not been confirmed. It was later removed and disposed of. So we have the training missile in Palm Beach and the possible Civil War era sword here in Pensacola Beach. So
some summer finds. Mm-hmm. Going to get some more state headlines in just a bit, but we are going to get a quick look at traffic and weather. Just like we mentioned, it's I-10 westbound going over Blackwater River. There's construction going on that's blocked one lane. So the right lane's going to be blocked off. So once you get closer to that, that's where you're going to want to get over to the left lane. But it is backing up to past mile marker 34, past 87. So just keep that in mind if you are heading westbound. Also, westbound on Highway 90, due to the construction on the interstate backing things up, we are seeing extremely slow moving traffic. Highway 90 getting into downtown Milton from 87. Expect some delays. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. For weather, we do have a slight chance of rain for this evening and a low of 79. It's 89 right now in our area with a few clouds with a heat index of 96. This traffic and weather report is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA's bulk service is now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your normal service day, and you can always learn more at ecua.fl.gov. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. Well, if you are a fan of the Florida Gators, you might be getting the swamp revamped. Mm-hmm. The University of West Florida is working on a plan to give the swamp a multi-million dollar makeover. The school officials say that they've begun searching for an architecture firm to design the largest facility in the the largest facility project in its history. So UF's Athletic Association conducted a survey to determine the renovations for the Ben Hill Griffin Stadium, which will cost at least $400 million and reduce its capacity.
Nearly two dozen people across Tampa Bay likely to be alive after they were rescued over the weekend. The Coast Guard sector of St. Petersburg says it saved 21 people on Saturday, all within an hour. More than half of the victims were on a capsized boat on Crystal River, while the others were on an overturned catamaran near Sarasota Bay.
And some good news coming from the National Hurricane Center. After two disturbances were being monitored last week, their map of the Atlantic Basin is showing no tropical cyclone activity over the next 48 hours, and no new activity is expected over the next 7 days.
And looking at some national headlines now, Americans are being told to reconsider traveling to China. The State Department says there's a risk of wrongful detention. U.S. citizens could be detained without access to U.S. consular services or information about their alleged crime. The advisory comes amid rising tensions between Washington and Beijing.
And some sad news coming out of South Carolina. Authorities are calling the deaths of six people in South Carolina's house fire homicide. The bodies were found yesterday morning in Green Pond. One surviving victim was found in critical condition and was airlifted to the hospital. A 33-year-old man has been charged with the attempted murder of that person, and more charges are pending.
Oklahoma has already had more tornadoes this year than the average number for the entire year. The National Weather Service says 10 tornadoes and two possible derechos left over 500,000 Oklahomans without power in June alone. Oklahoma averages just over 57 tornadoes per year based on data from 1950 to 2022. Well, so far this year, there have been 62.
Wow. President Biden is going over to the pond. President Biden's going to meet with King Charles during his upcoming trip to Britain. His visit is scheduled for July 10th, which is next Monday at Windsor Castle. This will be Biden's first visit with the British monarchy since Charles was crowned king in May. And the president is also going to meet with the prime minister. He'll then head to Lithuania for the key NATO summit.
Thousands of hotel workers going on strike in Southern California to demand better pay and other benefits. Members of Unite Here Local 11 began striking Sunday at more than a dozen hotels throughout L.A. and Santa Monica after their contracts expired over the weekend. They're seeking wage increases, access to affordable family health care, and stronger workplace protections.
And Chicago is recovering after experiencing record-breaking rainfall. The National Weather Service recorded 3.35 inches of rainfall at O'Hare Airport. That breaks the previous record for July 2nd's 2.35. 0.06 inches that was set in 1982. So the downpours forced the CTA and Metro to shut down some train lines and close a number of expressways. That's out of Chicago. Mm-hmm. It is 4:30 right now. We're going to get a Fox News update followed by Your Money Now. We'll be coming back with some sports headlines and all your good news and wacky and weird stuff for a 4th of July Eve show, I guess we're calling it.
That
on
works
News Radio
for me.
92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. A weekend of violence ahead of the 4th of July in Chicago. Several people shot at block parties.
Now, Chicago's already piled up 30 gunshot victims for the holiday weekend. Chicago had multiple shootings that fit a familiar, chaotic, and sad pattern. People gather outside. Someone opens fire, often a drive-by shooting. In the end, there were three people killed in Chicago. That includes a 15-year-old girl. 27 were wounded, and that includes a 5-year-old girl.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Chicago. Two people are dead, 28 wounded in Baltimore. After a block party erupts into gunfire, manhunt is underway. Mayor Brandon Scott urging residents to be peaceful.
We are doing everything in our power to ensure that the horrific violence that occurred this weekend is not repeated.
More than a dozen of those injured are under 18 years old. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. U.S. manufacturing slumped further in June. The ISM's Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index dropped last month to 46, the lowest reading since the early stages of the pandemic, from 46.9 in May. That marked the eighth straight month that the PMI stayed below the 50 threshold, which indicates contraction in manufacturing. Trading was lackluster, but stocks eked out a tiny gain in the pre-holiday shortened session. The S&P 500 rose 5 points, the Dow Industrials added 10, the NASDAQ Composite moved up 28. That latter tech-heavy index up a sharp 32% so far this year. There will be a slew of hot dogs eaten around the country on the 4th of July, an estimated 150 million, and that will include scores that will be gobbled up by contestants at Nathan's annual hot dog eating contest on Coney Island. Competitive eaters have 10 minutes to devour as many wieners as they can for a shot at hot dog glory. Perennial winner Joey Chestnut has claimed the coveted mustard belt 15 of the last 16 years. That's Your Money Now.
How are things?
Oh, great. Katie just bought herself a new bike with her own money.
What? My kids spend all their money on video games. How'd you get Katie to save?
Just a little education. Did you know China prioritizes teaching financial literacy starting in preschool?
That's so smart. American kids don't seem to hear a word about it in their classrooms. And I really can't teach it at home. They're being left behind.
Actually, we can help at home, thanks to the Sensibles.
The Sensibles?
Mm-hmm. They're a team of animated superheroes who help kids ages 6 to 12 to develop smart money habits in a fun way. Katie gets a Sensibles kit in the mail with a great DVD, a comic book, and other fun activities each month. She also gets access to an interactive website with a library of lessons, other fun activities, and lots more.
Oh, that's perfect. I'm signing my kids up today.
Visit BeSensibleSmart.com today and enter promo code SENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. Subscribe at BeSensibleSmart.com. That's C-E-N-T. It's the sensible thing to do.
This is John Marks with a CBS Sports Minute. Shohei Ohtani, I don't know if I've ever seen anything like this before. Announced as an all-star on Sunday as a starting pitcher, he leads the league in homers, triples, RBI, OPS. He's batting .306 and has 7 wins as a starting pitcher. Like I said, I don't know if I've ever seen anything like this before, and we're going to see him get paid like nobody we've seen before. I'm John Mark.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
When you get nachos, tacos, empanadas, spicy queso with jalapenos, Pepto-Bismol's there. Pepto-Bismol provides fast, effective relief from nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, and diarrhea. All the things that can happen unexpectedly on vacation. So before you travel, pack the Pepto. Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea,
use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Behold, the Ensec Lawn. Beautiful, durable, built from the roots up to thrive and withstand the wear and tear of everyday life on the Gulf Coast. And like you, we know a healthy lawn is more than just another pretty space. It's the neighborhood soccer field. It's a summertime water park with free admission. It's a backyard campground where imaginations soar. At NSEC, we believe that a healthy lawn adds to the quality of life at home. That's why we engineer each lawn to succeed, with free soil samples that provide a detailed analysis of your lawn's soil, letting us know exactly what your lawn needs to thrive. Plus, with NSEC Lawn Service, you'll get unlimited service calls. After all, that's not just any old lawn, that's your lawn. And to make it grow at its best, you need a better lawn service. NSEC, guaranteed lawn care. Get growing with NSEC today. Visit NSEC.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Hey, Pensacola. News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you are celebrating the 4th of July, either today, tomorrow, and just enjoying this kind of long holiday weekend here in Northwest Florida. Getting a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get to our sports headlines. I-10 and Highway 90 throughout Santa Rosa County is going to be very slow moving in the westbound direction. First off on I-10, that's going to be going over Blackwater River right near the Ward Basin Road exit. There is some construction. Right lane is blocked off. That's what's causing some major slowdowns passing 87 for slowdowns on I-10. And then on Highway 90, that's going to be between 87 and Blackwater River. Again, it is extremely slow moving traffic again in the westbound direction, and some slight slowdowns in the eastbound direction right near 87, right near the Family Dollar. That's going to be in both the east and westbound directions due to a small accident. So keep that in mind. Accident is in the eastbound direction. If you see anything else on the roads or you have any details on the slowdowns, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. For weather, we are going to get a quick update from WEAR.
The weather will be warm and humid as we head through tonight, and there's a chance a shower or a thunderstorm will pop up even during the overnight hours. We're at about 50% for showers and thunderstorms on the 4th of July, our Independence Day. Might be filled with a little bit of rain, but it's not going to last all day if it does pop up. High temperatures are mainly going to be in the low 90s, but it will be humid and it will feel hotter. Those heat index values are going to run between 105 and 110. Looking through the rest of the week, it looks like similar weather, a chance for a shower or a thunderstorm as we head to the big Blue Angels Air Show. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 89 in Pensacola, 90 in Milton, and 88 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 96. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Playing patriotic bumper music both today and tomorrow. Get those suggestions or recommendations or requests in, 850-437-1620. Texter requested, proud to be an American, And that's exactly what they got. So we're playing your favorites both today and tomorrow here on Pensacola Right Now. Looking at the world of sports today, a lot of baseball games. A couple have already started. One final, the Astros beating the Rangers 12-11. Also, the Brewers beating the Cubs 8-6. A bit later on FS1, the Angels taking on the Padres in San Diego. The Marlins are hosting the Cardinals at 5:40, and the Braves are in Cleveland taking on the Guardians. That one starts at 6:10. Tomorrow, the famous annual Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest. Thousands will be gathering at Coney Island for that. Competitors have 10 minutes to devour as many hot dogs as they can. The women's competition starts at 10 our time, and the men will go at 11:30. Reigning champ Joey Chestnut, he's won 15 of the last 16. Last year, he ate 63. Miki Sudo won last year's women's title, eating 40. So I can't watch it. I've tried, and it's just too disgusting for me, so I cannot watch that. Baseball, the home run derby field starting to take shape. Adley Rutschman, the Orioles, is the latest player in the field. Pete Alonso from the Mets, he's a previous derby winner. He joined the field over the weekend. Others include the Rays, Randy Arozarena, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. from the Blue Jays, and the Dodgers' Mookie Betts. Today, the first day of Wimbledon, Novak Djokovic won his first round matchup. Venus Williams, competing in her 24th appearance at the All England Club, lost this morning. The Timberwolves and Anthony Edwards agreeing to a rookie max deal for 5 years, worth $260 million. He was the number one overall pick back in 2020, and now the fourth member of his draft class to get the extension. Melo Ball, Tyrese Halliburton, and Desmond Bane also reaching extensions with their respective teams as well. Health, business, and science notes today. United Airlines is giving 30,000 frequent flyer miles to travelers delayed by the massive flight disruptions over the last week. Bad weather, just the start of United's issues, which included takeoffs delayed by as much as 8 hours in some cases. Meanwhile, United CEO Scott Kirby apologized for what he says was an insensitive decision to fly private last week while customers were left stranded.
Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah.
My thing is, like, he's not going to start flying commercial now.
Yeah. Well, I'm assuming he hasn't flown commercially since he's been CEO.
I know. I don't know.
So I don't know what else he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
But, you know how it is. I mean, it's optics, and the CEO flying privately when there's, you know, thousands of delays and customers stranded. I mean, 30,000 flyer miles, I mean, that's not terrible. I mean, that's probably the equivalent of one round trip domestic flight for sure. Probably an international that covers one way. Mm-hmm. Trying to make it right, but
yeah, I heard that earlier this morning and I was like, wait, yeah. What? Okay. Well, Apple is officially the most valuable company in history. On Friday, Apple closed with a record-breaking $3 trillion market value. So the company hit $1 trillion mark in 2018 and became the first ever to cross the $2 trillion in 2020.
So I had big problems with Twitter over the weekend. Mm. So the founder, Jack Dorsey, breaking his silence on the social media platform's problems and new owner Elon Musk's response. He tweeted on Saturday, "Running Twitter is hard." Dorsey said it's easy to critique decisions from afar and that he's guilty of doing that. He weighed in after Musk set limits on the number of tweets users can read each day to, as he put it, address extreme levels of data scraping and system manipulation. What? Now, yeah, I don't really understand that. I guess I'm just going to take their word for it, but it was super annoying on Saturday. One of my small pastimes is when I'm just sitting at home in my recliner, I like to stay up to date on what's going on, news. I follow a lot of sports teams, sports writers, mm-hmm. that thing. And so I just like, you know, I've got a few accounts that I follow and just look up and just see what's going on with my favorite teams. And I don't remember the exact message that it said, but it was like, I think it's like rate limit exceeded on everything. And I couldn't, it was so annoying. But, you know, yesterday it continued a little bit, but today I haven't seen anything. So, you know, it looks like it was temporary. That's great. But it made me a little nervous when the rate limits were being set for subscribers versus non-subscribers. And it kind of sounded to me like this was kind of becoming the permanent thing. And I saw people were saying, oh, you know, switch over to Truth Social. We've got this. And I'm sure, you know, Trump would love nothing more for that. But I hope it was just temporary. But it was super frustrating on Saturday.
Ugh, I bet. 4:50 or 4:45, going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get to some more health, business, and science and some pop culture news. Taking a look at westbound in Santa Rosa County, expect delays. This has been happening all afternoon. On I-10 westbound going over Blackwater River right near the Ward Basin Road exit, we do have some construction right over the bridge. Right lane is going to be closed off. So only the left lane's open, causing some major backups on I-10 westbound back past 87. That's also going to cause some delays on Highway 90 between 87 and downtown Milton in the westbound direction, as well as a small patch of slowdowns in the eastbound direction. That's right near 87, right in front of the Family Dollar. There's a small accident there that's causing some slowdowns in both directions. The accident is in the eastbound direction going towards 87. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call to 850-2626-111. I'm Greasy with your traffic. Going to get a quick look at weather, too. This afternoon, we have a 30% chance of rain, a low of 79. For this evening, it's 89 in Pensacola, 90 in Gulf Breeze, and 90 in Milton. I'm Greasy on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. Speaking of cars, Tesla deliveries are on the rise. Deliveries are up 83% this year compared to the same quarter of last year. In 2023, the automaker has delivered over 466,000 vehicles from April to June, compared to just under 255,000 from last year during the same period.
Emergency room doctors around the country want to remind parents that see sparklers as a safe alternative to fireworks on the 4th of July is that they could still cause serious damage in the hands of a child.
We've seen injuries to the eyes where the eyes are burned. They can cause loss of vision as well as burns to the hands.
That's Dr. John Tully. Says even parents need to be safe using them, and that means staying away from people when lighting them off. The National Safety Council says sparklers burn at up to 2,000 degrees.
And as we have a big beer drinking holiday coming up tomorrow.
Yes.
Bud Light is now selling for less than water in some American warehouses. A warehouse in Pennsylvania said that a 30-pack of Bud Light is just $9. The manager was there, said that cases of water, they have cases of water that cost more. Bud Light was a top-selling beer in the U.S., but now sales have dropped nearly 30%.
And pop culture news today, the meme of the week is a Taylor Swift fan doing what she can to keep her identity a secret because she skipped work to spend hours in line at the merchandise booth.
Can you tell me what Taylor Swift means to you? She must mean a lot to you because you're here and you've called in sick.
That is very true. I almost named my daughter's middle name Taylor, so.
Oh my goodness, I love it. Now, what are you hoping to snag at the merch truck here?
I want the gray quarter zip.
Yes. We love the gray quarter zip.
Yes.
Love it. Now, are you guys going to the shows this weekend?
I am on Saturday.
Okay. What are you looking forward to the most for that show? Is there any special song, any surprise song you want her to sing?
No. I'm taking an 11-year-old little girl. It's her first time. Mm-hmm. I went to the show in Nashville, so it's more for her.
She was interviewed by WKRC Cincinnati wearing a blanket draped over her head and sunglasses. I saw the picture of this, and I was like, okay, she can't be that obtuse to have sunglasses over the blanket because it didn't look like there were any holes cut out. But then in reading about this a little bit further, it was an homage to the ghost that appeared in Swift's Anti-Hero music video.
Oh.
So that's the reasoning behind the drape there. I thought it was interesting in listening to that. She stopped herself talking about the 11-year-old because I think that in her mind she was about to offer something incriminating against her that would reveal who she was, but then she kept going. So I think at first she was going to say 11-year-old and then name the individual, but didn't. So, but the image of her talking with this news station, I mean, she's wearing a blanket with sunglasses over her head.
It looks hilarious. When you sent it to me, I was like, I just had seen it right before. I was like, oh my gosh, this is nuts. Well, in some other kind of crazy, you know, female artists, Rihanna is now reaching Spotify's milestone despite not having a new album out. Actually, she doesn't have an album out for a while. The singer has become the first female to have 10 songs reach a billion streams on Spotify. Her last album was Anti, which dropped in 2016.
I saw this video today from the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. It has me deeply offended. It's etiquette about eating a hot dog. We will play that audio next and discuss this. I'm very upset, very offended. I will not change the way that I eat my hot dog. We'll discuss it next. It's Pensacola Right Now, Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
It's summertime, and that means it's barbecue time. So for the best selection of meats, it's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. From baby back ribs to Wagyu brisket, pork butts and shoulders, to chicken and all types of exotic meats to put on the grill. At Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, you'll find meat rubs and spices, as well as a large selection of fine wine, cheeses, and great deli items to add to your summer cookout fun. Call ahead for your sandwich pickups, too. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. It's a great place to meet up and wine all you want. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, on the west side of Pensacola.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, this Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be discussing the Atlas Beverage Class, Jackson's renovation, and updates, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all this Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
The best local resource that happens to be entertaining. News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Let this breathe a little bit.
That's the thing. It's like a lot of the really patriotic songs make me want to like cry.
Yeah. America. There it is. This will always bring me back to the night game, the Sandlot. Every time I hear this, this is what I'll think about. 4:55 here, Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3, Joe and Gracie with you. You can text us your request for patriotic bumper music all show today and tomorrow long, 850-437-1620. Gracie, quick update on the roads and weather.
Well, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of great news coming out of Santa Rosa County on I-10. Still extremely slow traffic. That's going to be I-10 westbound. Going over the Blackwater River, there's some construction blocking the right lane. So that has closed off the right lane. Only the left lane is open and is slowing things down past 87. So just keep that in mind. That's extremely slow. And some slow-moving traffic on Highway 90. This is due to everyone getting off the interstate, getting onto Highway 90 in between 87 and Blackwater River on Highway 90. Expect a continued of slow traffic. And also throughout Milton on Highway 90, but in the opposite direction, we do have an accident eastbound. This is a new accident off of Avalon Boulevard. We do have an accident this is also in the westbound direction. So once you get out of that traffic, you're going to hit another patch of traffic right near Avalon Boulevard. That's due to an accident right near the Zips car wash. So keep that in mind. It's Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic. For weather, we do have 30% chance of rain tonight with a low of 79. It's 89 right now in our area with a heat index of 96. And this traffic and weather report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. So the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council has put out a video and a list of the do's and don'ts to etiquette for eating a hot dog. Here's a portion of that.
Dress the dog, not the bun. Wet condiments like mustard and chili are applied first, followed by chunky condiments like relish, onions, and sauerkraut, followed by shredded cheese, followed by spices like celery salt or pepper. And perhaps the cardinal rule, never ever put ketchup on a hot dog after the age of 18. We all have to grow up sometime. And besides, legend has it that within the city limits of Chicago, you could be arrested for such an offense.
Excuse me? I can't put ketchup on my hot dog?
Like what?
I did not know that that was
childish?
Childish and against the rules. I'm 36 years old. For the past, whenever I've been able to eat solids, I have had hot dogs with ketchup, mustard, and onions. And I am being told today that that is against the rules. That is not proper hot dog etiquette.
Wait, did you say you could get arrested in Chicago?
Well, no. So
that's like a shy dog.
Well, Chicago's got they've got the no ketchup, mustard, and then all the toppings that it's got on it. But no, I've always put ketchup and mustard on my hot dogs, and I don't know, and I don't care if I am all alone on this hill. I will die on that hill defending my right to put ketchup on hot dogs. Is this the first time anybody else is hearing this? I'm curious. 850-437-1620. Or do you agree that ketchup has no place to belong on a hot dog? Let us know. 850-437-1620. Some of the other pieces of etiquette here, they say that it should not take longer than 5 bites to finish a hot dog. Let's see.
Strict rules.
Yeah, only sesame seed, poppy seed, or plain buns with hot dogs. No sun-dried tomato buns or basil buns. use a cloth napkin to wipe your mouth. Paper is always preferable. Do not use a cloth napkin. Do eat hot dogs on buns with your hands. Utensils should never be used. But yeah, very offended by the idea that I cannot put ketchup on my hot dogs.
I will say, I don't think you're the only one. I think you'll be on the hill. I'm not a hot dog person, but honestly, I'm dipping it in ketchup. I don't know if that's weird.
Oh, that's weird.
Not a lot, but like...
I have a problem with that. It's 4:59. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up. And we'll continue this discussion. Gracie apparently dips her hot dogs in ketchup, so that's new. And frankly, I don't think I can defend her on that. Let us know what you think. 850-437-1620. Also taking your request for patriotic bumper music all show, both today and tomorrow. We'll see you in about 12 minutes.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Very kind. He was there for you when you needed somebody to talk to.
Investigations underway into deadly fires that claimed two lives over the weekend. The alarming trend and what officials say could have prevented the death.